Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at a home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people were observing him carefully. He told a parable of those who had been inviting, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man," and then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, come up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or wealthy neighbors, in case they might invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, Jesus here certainly makes humility sound great. And a lot of times we have a hard time with humility because we think of humility as long-suffering, being a doormat, letting everybody walk all over you, and anything else that could possibly happen to you that is evil, and allowing it to happen and saying, ho-hum. That's not humility. That's not humility. That has nothing to do with humility. You know, so we got to understand, what is humility? What is humility? Two images I like to give the example of often. You've probably heard me give these examples, but I think they're the best images I can think of. The one is simply, we are a child of God. Simply being a child of God. First of all, we're a child. We got to know that God is God, we're not. He's the boss, we're not. He teaches us because we are, in fact, ignorant of God's ways. We're a child. And we receive that with childlike trust. That's humility. But we're children of God. We are divine heirs. We have an inherent dignity. Everybody has an inherent dignity from conception to natural death. Period. So we're a child of God amongst other children of God. That puts things into perspective. Another image of humility I like to bring about is, you know, sometimes in our own pride, you know, we get prideful. Even if we try to do something humbly, our pride sneaks in into the acts we do. And we make ourselves so big, you know, we like to boss God around. God, why aren't you doing this? Now, if I were you, I'd be doing something else. And, you know, we like to point the finger at God or the church or anybody else. You know, like you're never pointing the finger out at all these things going on. Whether God, why is there evil in the world? Why did this gassing in Syria happen? Why did the natural catastrophes happen? God, what are you doing? You know, and we blame God for that. Well, that's pride. We think we know what's going on. We don't. We really don't. We were clueless. With the scheme of the whole world, we don't understand. People of all time and eternity, do we understand every heart that? No, we don't. There's no way we can understand that. Only God knows that. So, in our pride, we like to boss God around. And because our pride, you ever notice how this happens? When we're pointing our finger out, where is our soul? I mean, where are our emotions? I mean, do we have joy? We're usually in bad mood, grumpy bear mode, right? If we're prideful and we're pointing the finger out, we're in grumpy bear mode. Pride makes us grumpy bear. I mean, that's just what it does. Humility brings peace and joy. And I'll explain that a little bit farther. So, grumpy bear pointing the finger out, telling God what to do. Whereas, and in that, we make ourselves big. And we make ourselves so big because of this that God can't embrace us. You know, we're the boss of God. God, why aren't you doing what you want me to do? And so now we make ourselves bigger than God. We're the one authority. You know, that's what we like to do. So God can't embrace us. We're, you know, if we want to be embraced by God, we got to make ourselves little, like a child. You know, and that's the joy of being humble. See, humility is not suffering, it's joy. The classic example, I love this example, Pope Francis. I mean, that guy is so humble. I mean, do you ever see the guy frowning? He's so joyful. He's always smiling. Why is that? And he's so humble. Wait a minute here. What's this about humility? You see him, and he's always beaming with joy. What is that? Well, it's because we make ourselves children of God. We can be in his arms. We trust in him. We're not pointing the finger out. There's peace. There's no tension. When we're pointing the finger out, there's tension. When there's pride, there's tension. With humility, there's peace. How awesome is that? We allow ourselves to be embraced by God. We come to peace. Now we can allow God's mind to enter in. We can gain the wisdom of God. We get to love as we're called to love. We get to love the way we want to love, sacrificially. You know, when you look at somebody who's prideful, I mean, when you see somebody acting prideful, you know, it's not like when somebody acts prideful that it describes their very being, they're prideful. You know, we all act prideful at times. But when you see somebody act prideful, I mean, what's your reaction? Are you like, boy, I really want to be like that. Yeah. I mean, is that the way we react to that? I mean, we got that a little bit on TV today where people are ripping each other to shreds. We laugh at it, but when it comes down to it, we should think about it and say, you know, that's really not funny. I mean, do you really want to act? Is that normal behavior? Is that good behavior? Is that positive behavior? Does that really build people up? Ooh, I don't want that. And yet when we look at somebody who's humble, what's our reaction to that person who is acting humbly? I'm like, wow, I respect that person. Usually it's something like that. Or, here, let me help you. I want to do good. I want to be around this person. They make me feel good. That's another fruit. So you got, what are the fruits of humility? Joy, peace. You want to be around them. Wisdom enters in. All these things have, you can imagine what the world would be like if everybody was humble. Like one of the things I always ask, you know, if something is good to do, You know, something generally speaking, if it's good to do, we should ask ourselves, what if everybody did this? You know, so if murder is good, what if everybody murdered each other? Okay, what would that do to society? Well, that would be bad because there'd be nobody left, right? Okay, that's a very simplistic way of looking at it, right? A very simple way of looking at it. What about pride? What if everybody were prideful and everybody strove to be prideful? What would the world be like? Man, it'd be pretty rude, huh? Slamming people's doors and faces and all about me and me, myself, and I mean, wow, it'd be pretty rough. Now, imagine what the world would be like if everybody was humble and lived out humility. It'd be a very different world. You know, how many times do you think somebody would open the door for you if everybody were humble? How many times do you think you would hold the door open for somebody else if we were humble? If we were humble, how many times would we help our neighbor who needs our help? If we were humble, would we retaliate against the church teachings? Or would we love it and embrace it? Will we actually strive for holiness? See, humility also gives us that purity of intentions. Not my will be done. My will be done makes our intentions impure. But when we say thy will be done, our intentions are pure. We wouldn't have to fight against pride so much. You imagine the peace that would be there from without, in community, society-wise, but in the heart, in an individual. The world would be transformed if we had true humility and if we actually strove for it. If we knew the true beauty of humility, maybe we'll actually strive for it instead of run away from it. You want the world to change? You want to be the person you really want to be and have no regrets? Strive for humility.